Yeah, it seems like we just put the balls away, and here we are. Here we are again, going back for our 25th annual Paul Duchesne Jamboree Classical on this coming Saturday, the 9th of December.
All right, let's talk a little bit. I've got the schedule somewhere. I can't find it. I know you sent it to Bill and me, and I can't. It's lost in my email. But before we do that, Tom, remind some of our older folk and maybe some of the new people who don't know about it how this tournament arose, because obviously, you know, we're all familiar with Paul Duchesne, but give us a little background on it.
Yeah, Paul was a great coach and educator on the North Shore. And died tragically, and in his honor, Dick Ruth, who was the athletic director at Lynn Classical 25 years ago, said that well, let's start something to honor his legacy. And so that's how it started, and then I think I took it over probably about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago now, and it's just been a great event here on the North Shore. It's a great basketball event. The same teams, the same coaches like the event, and I know that because they come back year in and year out. It's a great scholarship fundraiser for us, and then you know, most importantly, it's a way to honor Mr. Duchesne's legacy as again both a coach and an educator.
I think it's an amazing undertaking, and why don't we get to what's going to happen this weekend, and then you know, start with. Maybe some of the schools involved, and we can get into the schedule. But how did you get this thing organized? I mean, is this something that that people tell you at the end of the game on Saturday, hey, include us again next year?
A lot of times, yeah, which is great because that means that they really enjoy the event and you know, they value it from a basketball perspective. So it's really manageable because I go out to the teams that have participated and supported us in this endeavor year after year, and they get the first crack at coming back the next year. And this year we had everybody come back. And because I try to not match up to NEC schools against each other, I had to go out and get some additional games because the NEC has grown with the addition of the four Greater Boston League schools. So we went from 8 games last year to 10 games this year.
Oh, my.
So we got a number of... we have 11, actually, Northeast Conference teams, and then the other 9 schools that are in it are either the Cape Ann League or the Middlesex League, and we also have Billerica this year from the Merrimack Valley.
That's incredible. That's just amazing. Now, what do you do for officiating?
You know, the local officials are wonderful. They donate their time year after year. They help us out. They like it, too. They've told me many times they like it, too, because it allows them to maybe some newer refs, give them some a game, you know, without the pressure of a regular season game, that they can, just like the rest of us, kind of knock the rust off and get up and down the court a little bit. So they donate their time, and Fred Forsgaard this year is going to have 3-man crews for 10 games, so that's 30 volunteers, and we can't thank them enough for their support.
Now, what's the format, and does one price get you in for the whole thing?
Yeah, one price gets you in for one game or 10 games, whatever you want to stay for. And when I say games, you know, the MIAA defines a jamboree as a preseason jamboree as half a game. So when I say a game, we're actually playing 2 8-minute quarters, which is good. I think it really works well. It gives the coaches a chance to see his teams. It gives the fans a chance to see a lot of teams in a short period of time, and it gives, like I said, the refs a chance to go up and down. So when I talk to the coaches who are not familiar with the Jamboree, like this year we have Ipswich and Triton in, who haven't been in the Jamboree before, I said, this will be the closest thing you'll do in the preseason to a regular season game without a count.
Mm-hmm.
You put the uniforms on, you have a crowd, you have referees, you can't simulate this in practice. You can't simulate this in a closed gym scrimmage. And I think the coaches see the value in that.
What's some of the critiques that you've gotten either from coaches or athletic directors or players after a tournament? Tom, is there anything in particular that has been good advice or something maybe you hadn't thought of that, you know, each year you say, okay, we can tweak it a little bit more and put a little bit more into it? Because, you know, basketball is basically basketball, but this is a pretty unique thing you're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty much been the same format for a number of years now. You know, the one thing that's a little odd is, you know, we're playing a half a game, but we do switch ends at the end of the first, what would really be the first quarter of the game. And that's, from a coaching standpoint, I like that, and I think the other coaches do, because it allows you to put your defense in, and your offense, have them play in front of you, where you can, you know, help them out a little bit more as a coach. Sometimes that can be confusing to some of the teams and some of the refs, so we explain it, but then they all catch on quickly. So we haven't really tweaked the format too much. We thought about not doing fouls to give ourselves speed up the process, but my concern is if you don't count fouls and you get a close game, then you're going to have a lot of fouls, unnecessary fouls, potentially hard fouls that you just will not make the end of the game as clean as it needs to be.
I can't believe we're running out of time here, Tom, but maybe you could give us a quick rundown of the schedule, where the games are, and what the cost will be.
Yeah, the games are at Lynn Classical High School, so it's, again, this Saturday, December 9th. The first game tips off at 2 o'clock, and then we'll go through with right straight through. The last game, which is Classical in Reading, should tip off somewhere around 8 o'clock. And like I said, we got 20 teams from all over the North Shore.